And other than contacting
Alex Collier.
Alex Collier. Alex Collier.
Webinar 14. The topics are world governments prepare for Nibiru and seeing through the savior game for your soul. As usual, there'll be a question and answer session at the end. Here's tonight's host, JP.
So, welcome everybody once again to Alex Collier's 14th webinar here. I'm JP here in Scotland. There's James down in Portsmouth and Alex over in Colorado. Good evening, Alex. Good afternoon, or even good morning. It's probably just noon now. Happy noon.
It's good. Good morning, good afternoon. Hello, everybody. Sorry for the technical glitches. But as you know, they happen, especially with the internet. Listen, we're going to be talking about military bases, planning for Nibiru, Europe, the Seed Vault, the New Republic, weather changes, changes in frequency, shifts in consciousness, choosing freedom over convenience, the savior scenario, unconditional love, where it comes from, thinking differently, focusing on you and your intentions, and we'll see where the questions take us at that point. So, here we go. Hello. I'm sure if most of you are paying attention to world events, it seems like things have really been sped up and things have been kicked into high gear. And that would be an accurate statement. I have hinted at this for several webinars now that very soon we're going to be getting the full court press. Well, this is the full court press. The political scene is it is corrupt to the bone. They don't even care anymore. They're letting everybody see it because they are implementing their agenda. And we will talk about that today. Now, here in the United States, in Canada, all of North America, and also in many places in Europe, the military bases are on full alert. They are calling in their people. They are refusing to put folks on leave. They're bringing people in, off of leave, and this is spreading internationally. The reason for that is that they're getting ready and they're preparing for stuff for Nibiru. The sun is really acting up. We are seeing dramatic weather changes. And there's other issues. There are other implementing affairs that are overlapping on top of everything else. Now, here in the United States, all the military bases are on alert, and the protocol officer is who you call to find that out. Now, there is a great deal of talk about military equipment being moved, UN military equipment, right trucks, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our stuff. That is U.S. military stuff. What they do is they're putting wraps on the equipment so it doesn't look like our stuff. And NORTHCOM, what they're doing is that they are moving equipment west of the Mississippi and, of course, east of the Mississippi. And they've been doing this for several years now. And they're moving equipment in. They are putting food storage in. They are preparing for a worst-case scenario. And we're going to talk about that right now. Now, as Nibiru comes up over our sun, okay, we'll use my shiny head as the sun. As Nibiru comes up over it, we should be in this area here, which is actually a decent thing because we did not want to get caught between Nibiru and our sun. That would be a disaster. Okay, but fortunately it stopped and it allowed us time to move. So by the time this thing comes up, we should be here. However, the gravitational pull is going to be such that it is possible to have a pole shift of 20 degrees, though I have been told that we would have intervention and that would not occur, that we would not have a pole shift. However, the one thing they cannot do is completely negate the gravitational field of Nibiru. So what's going to happen is that as our Earth is spinning on its axis, it's going to slow down as the gravitational field gets stronger and stronger. And at one point, our planet will stop turning on its axis. Okay, now what's going to happen at that point is that water that has built up on the equator is going to move. It is going to just go back to where it belongs. Okay, and it'll be a massive tidal wave all over the planet. What's going to happen is that the ocean level is going to rise between 300 to 341 feet. That will approximately take out anywhere from 100 to 150 miles of coastline everywhere. Now, here in the East Coast in the United States, the point of operation will be Atlanta, because it's the highest city in the East that will be safe from the changing coastline. Here in the West, the new capital of the United States will be Denver, Colorado. Denver has been set up, and they are actually moving things. It has been activated, just so you know, which is why we have many federal units moving in here, as well as departments and agencies. They are already here, and more are coming, so it's been activated. I'm not aware that you know this, but for the last 4.5 to 5 years, they have been moving the National Archives out of Washington, D.C. to Colorado. 18-wheelers go in under DIA, Denver International Airport, and some things are being stored here. Others are being moved to other locations using the underground tram system. So there's quite a bit going on, and things have been, the timeline has been moved up. In Europe, nations are preparing the best that they can. In England, I know that they are moving equipment to the north of Great Britain. They have many underground facilities there. They're doing the very best they can. However, it's an island. I don't know how well it's going to deal with that. I also want to remind you that about 8 years ago, the royal family, the Windsors, bought 10,000 acres of land in Estes Park, Colorado, where they have built a compound, of which only 30% of it is above ground. The remaining 70% is underground. So, FYI on that. Okay, I don't know if you're supposed to know that or if it's even been talked about in Great Britain. Okay, but nonetheless, that's a fact. And most of the locals there know all about it. They have a general idea of the property. It is somewhere located between Estes Park and Rocky Mountain National Park, okay, which is a very secure, very protected area. Gorgeous as well. A lot of rivers, a lot of water, etc. Colorado, again, is the source of 5 rivers here in the United States. Weather changes. You all have to be paying attention to the fact that weather has gotten more extreme. It's gotten hotter. It's gotten colder. It has snowed in places this year, this summer. The lightning storms are far more dramatic than they normally would be. There's just a lot going on. We also have the Gulf Stream now touching down all over the surface of the planet. As you're also aware, volcanoes are reactivating very, very quickly. Earthquakes are picking up again. There is a lot of movement. A lot of energy is shifting. Okay. Now, some of this also has to do with the changes in frequency, which we will get to. There's a couple rumors here in the States that I'm obliged to deal with. As you are aware of the presidential campaign, politics is the entertainment division of the military-industrial complex. Maybe that will put things in perspective for you. I mean, it's an absolute farce. And they're not even trying to hide the fact that, you know, we have the worst government money combined. So, but, you know, it's rigged. They don't care that you know that it's rigged. What's interesting, ladies and gentlemen, is that you don't buy into the drama, okay? Withhold your energy, withhold your frustration, withhold your anger. Put that frequency, put that energy into creating what it is that you want, okay? Focus on your intention of what it is that you want, because they want your energy. And this is worldwide as well with ISIS, etc. They want your frequency. They want your attention, because that's where focus goes, energy flows. That's what they want, okay? We have to starve these rats out. There is no other way to do this. Okay, if we just have to starve them out. We have to continue to hold the light and focus on what it is that we want. And we're gonna close with that. Okay, but it's a good time to bring that in. Because it's difficult to share some of this information about what's happening without it sounding negative. Because it's very definitely negative field. There's no other way to couch this, and you know, all the lipstick in the world isn't going to make it look any better. Okay, it's messy. So why is it looking so messy? Okay, we're going to get to that here in a few minutes, I think. The savior scenario. We have the Jewish rabbis of Israel training staff to work in the high temple, the new third temple, which hasn't been built yet, because the Messiah is coming. Okay, their Messiah is coming. The Islamic Mahdi, he's also coming. And the Pope is also talking about another savior coming. So I don't know if we're all talking about the same. I don't know if they're all talking about the same savior, or if we're going to have three separate. It's very difficult to say. But the Jewish rabbis are convinced that he's going to be here between now and the end of the year. Now, if you followed the information for the last 25 years or longer, I have always told you that the first bunch we meet are not going to be friendlies. I stand by that unequivocally. So when they play this scenario out, things on the surface are going to look so bad, and they're going to make things so bad, that those who are caught in the drama and the fear will give their power away in a heartbeat just to be able to have some semblance of their prior life. And what I mean by that, some calm, something that looks somewhat stable. It's a trap. It is absolutely going to be a trap. This being will not be one of us. And I am not saying that it's Christ. I am not saying that it's the Son of God. I'm saying that it won't be any of those things. This will be an extraterrestrial. Okay? Except he has been here on Earth or around Earth or cloned on a starship. I'm protecting myself here. You guys can figure this part out. And He will be very wise. He will know all of our history. He will know how we think. He will know our fears. And they're going to play out the book of Revelations, as I've shared with you over the years. Okay? I mean, we have spent 2,000 years, 1,500 years, actually, you know, believing in this scenario. So it's coming about. You all, of course, are going to have to make your own decisions, your own interpretations of what the events are. But it's a trap. And it's a trap for you to surrender your free will and to give up your sovereignty willingly. Okay? To allow yourself to become a piece of property. I'm not kidding about this at all. I would never kid about something like this at all. Anyway, this has been put in motion. And they're actually putting everything in motion now as well. The New World Order, the world government, all of these things come together. They may seem like separate incidences, but they're all lining up together, because if you were to see this holographically, all there are different pieces that have to come together as a puzzle. And what it creates when it's done is a sphere, a trap, okay, a holographic trap, where those who give up their sovereignty, those who buy into this, okay, who forget their own spiritual sovereignty, you will be trapped into a holograph that will be negative field. And when the earth separates from this negative field, as we continue to pass through the galactic plane, the plasma belt, some call it the photon belt, but it's really all plasma. As it begins to separate, those of you who have bought into this story, okay, this myth, you're going to go into negative field, okay? Those who stick with their intention, those who stick with moving into the higher frequencies, those that stick with the planet and moving into those higher frequencies and stay grounded and see all this drama for what it is, fucking bullshit, excuse my French, you will move on, okay? You will move on, you'll move into the feminine frequency, your DNAs are going to change, etc. I don't know of any other way to share this with you. Now, what is stirring this on? Something has happened in our solar system. An ultimatum has been levied on the bad guys here. The Orion Group, the consortium, a few from Sirius B, we have some from Aldebaran, and the reptilian groups that have decided to remain rogue. They have been given an ultimatum. Okay, and they are literally in a checkmate position at this point. So what they have done, which is what they've always done before, is they have put the gun to humanity's head. Okay, then we are going to harm them. Then we're going to do this. Okay, thinking that the benevolent are going to back away. That isn't going to happen, because this group, this bunch, have wreaked absolute havoc throughout our galaxy. Their behavior, their actions, their creeds are absolutely despicable. Despicable. And they have to be dealt with. And it's unfortunate that they're here. But everyone has a choice. Okay? Everyone has a choice here. And, you know, we're all sovereign souls. And part of that sovereignty is that you have the ability to choose to create your reality, to choose your reality, to choose what you believe in. You really do. And I know that there's a lot of medical, physical people and others who say that free will is a farce. No, it's not. No, it's not. I exercise it every day, and there is no farce about it. Many of you exercise it every day. There is no farce about it. It's as real is. Okay? And it's going to be real for you because you believe in it. You focus your intention on what it is that you want, and you move in that direction. Okay? End of story. So, the shifts, the changing of frequency, there is no way to slow that down. There is no way to stop this rise of the Earth's frequency, Schumann frequency, whatever you want to call it. There is no way to stop it. And the Earth is absolutely committed to her evolvement, because she's a living being. The other planets in our solar system, I'm not aware of any of them wanting to blow up or to disintegrate. They're also moving with the sun through this frequency shift, or shifts in frequency. Okay, this is going to happen. This really is going to happen. The key to truly understanding what's happening is to remain the observer. And I know that's going to be hard. I know that's going to be hard because, you know, the regressives, they're pricks. They're going to pull every trick out of the book. They are going to do everything that's despicable. Well, they're not actually doing it themselves. They're moving chess pieces on the planet, using us against us to do these horrible, horrific things, until they bring in the savior, the Antichrist, or whatever you want to call him. It. Okay, it's more of an it. Okay. The whole point is to get you to focus in this negative field. Because as long as you're focused on this negative field, your energy, your intention, your focus makes the negative field stronger. And it makes it more physical, okay? It makes it more physical. And that's what they need to survive. If everybody were to turn their focus away from the negative field, that field would get so weak they couldn't survive. Okay, they would literally die off. But they need negative field, because they're never going to change their face. They absolutely refuse to change their face. They have been negative field for so long. They have literally, for the most part, or completely forgotten at any time they were once light. Okay? But that's their trip. You know, that is totally their trip. And they've made those choices, okay? They've made those choices, those that have soul. The AIs, you know, they just got a bad deal. They got a bad deal. But that's what it is, okay? That's just what it is. You know, that's just what it is. You know, I have shared with you in previous conversations or webinars that the universe has an ecosystem. Well, this ecosystem cleans house every once in a while. And it roots up all the weeds. It rebalances everything when it gets out of balance. Well, that's what's happening here, especially here in our galaxy. There's a retweaking, a rebalancing of things that frankly need to occur, because things have been so out of whack for so long. I mean, it's a miracle we're all still here, frankly. Because if there will be a time where you will understand, it will be shown what's been going on all this time behind the scenes between the regressives, the benevolence, and humanity. The negotiations, the deals, the betrayals, the drama—it's like Game of Thrones kind of stuff, okay? Just you can't make this stuff up. It has been such a drama, but there will come a point, and I don't know if it'll be all of humanity, but there will come a point where those who survive, that remain on the surface, will be shown everything. They will be shown all of Earth's history. And it's going to be mind-blowing, to say the least. Absolutely mind-blowing. Because you're going to see, and you're going to clearly understand what it's like to live in a holograph, where so many things can be going on around you that you literally cannot see, but they affect you anyway. It's like making a movie. Okay, you're the actors, and you show up on the set every day. You do your lines, you do your stunts, whatever it is that you have to do. But prior to you coming to the set, all of these layers of things have to be done. While you're reading your lines, all of these layers of other things are being done to assist you in reading your lines. Okay? And then when you're done and you go back to your trailers, all these other things are being done as well to prepare not only to shut down for the day, to prepare for the next day. Okay? All of life is like this. And the less aware that we are about what is in fact going on around us, the less ability we have to change the things around us. Now, I'm not talking about marching. I'm not talking about armed resistance. But what I am talking about is using our noggins and using our soul. Okay? All of this physicality exists because we've agreed to it. We've agreed to participate in it. We've agreed to focus on it. We've agreed to come into it. We have agreed to participate in it. We have agreed to experience extremes of emotions. We have agreed to physically create and manifest life scenarios. We have agreed to experience, and I should say, bring in unconditional love to this third density holograph. So let's go there. In metaphysics, they talk about seven chakras. Ladies and gentlemen, there's actually eight. And I have said this before many, many years ago. There are eight. The eighth chakra is over our heads. This is the chakra that controls the holograph that is us. Do you understand? The physical form. The physical form, the physical holograph. That eighth chakra is connected to the source and to all of your multidimensional selves. It's a direct line to that, to your full authentic self. And I've been told that it's time to share this. Unconditional love doesn't exist naturally in third density. It doesn't. It is pulled in from higher dimensional realms. You pull it in from higher dimensional realms. Other life forms pull it in through higher dimensional realms. Whales, dolphins, mammals, the animal kingdom, they pull it in themselves. Everything has an eighth chakra, okay, that's physical here. I hold as much consciousness as other living things here. Okay, there are varying degrees. But that eighth chakra is a window. And in your meditations, in your prayer work, if you ever have, if for those of you who know how to travel And you know what I'm talking about. In meditation, leave your bodies. Know that you're traveling. Look for your eighth chakra. Most don't even know it's there because it's one of the blinds in metaphysics that has been taken out. Okay? The holograph of negative field that has been clamped down in our third density was extremely thorough. Okay? They made sure that we would hit roadblock after roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. Because it was in their best interests that we never figure out how to get out of this holograph, because we were feeding and creating a space that they needed to live in. Okay? Well, that has to change. Okay? That has to change dramatically. Now, this eighth chakra has the same frequency as our sun. Yes, our star. So, if you can, during your meditations, see it, or imagine that you see it until you do see it, till you actually experience it, till you hear it, and then lift yourself up into it, and maybe just put your head through it and look around, okay? And then travel through it. You will be amazed. You will be absolutely amazed. But it is the key, because I get many emails, how do I connect to my higher self? How do I pull down my higher self? Well, your higher self is already there. You are already connected. And it isn't that you're not connected to it. It isn't that you don't have access to the knowledge. What it is you're just unaware that that's the gate. You're unaware that there is even a gate there. You're unaware, or you don't believe enough in yourself that you can tap into this anytime you want. You just have to focus on it. Just like you focus on wanting that new car, or just like you focus on wanting that dress, or just like you focus on wanting that pair of shoes, just like you focus on making sure your kids get their homework done, that same focus, all you got to do is turn it and move it within for you. There is nothing selfish about that. Okay? There just isn't. You have to make time for you. Whatever time that is, you have to make time for you. You have to go within and you have to allow that time for you to quiet yourself and pull down this information, this knowledge. But you have to focus on it. You have to intend it. You do. Okay? The shields are down. It's wide open. Just remember to do it. Just remember to do it. Remember to take time for yourself and focus on that. Because the stronger you are, the stronger your field is, the stronger your light is, the stronger your intentions are, the stronger those around you, your loved ones, will be. Okay? They will come to you and say, "Mom, what's up?" You know, they will feel it. They will feel empowered because you're empowered by you. You are empowered by you. There is no greater gift you can give yourself. It's time to remember, okay? We all agreed to do some things here. I believe that's been fulfilled because what we're seeing now is end game. I didn't say end times. I said end game. The game of the light and the dark and this friction that's been going on forever is coming to a close, okay? The regressives, they are doing literally a full court press, New World Order, Savior, diseases, terrorism. They are pulling out all the stops because they're in a checkmate position, and this is what they do, okay? Their world government won't last long. I was told about 8 months before it begins to implode on itself. And it will, because it's all negative field. Okay, it's all negative field. And what will eventually happen is they will all turn on each other, which is a good thing, because then they'll take each other out. You know, go for it, as far as I'm concerned. But we need to focus on what it is that we want, because we need to continue on with our journey. We need to make sure that humanity has a future. And humanity doesn't deserve to have a future in negative field. It really doesn't. We don't deserve that. That is not who we truly are. We are not truly negative field. All that shit was created. Okay? I'm getting loud and people are looking. We came here to hold the light. And we need to continue to hold the light and set the example and blaze the trail of focused intention, of character building, of freedom, of liberty, of mutual respect. We need to continue to focus on creating and holding that space for humanity to move in that direction. Okay? That's what we came in here to do. And it just has to be. It has to be. You know, our humanity is so unique. It is worth keeping. It is worth saving. It is worth loving and caring about. Okay, 90% of everything we've been taught has been just bullshit. Oh my God. We just need to throw all that crap away and focus on building what we have to do. And the time is never more important than now. Okay? And it's important that you know this, or that we remember this. Because negative field is everywhere. It's everywhere. And as the frequency gets higher of the planet, as our consciousness gets higher, we will begin to see more and more and more through the lies, through the deceit, through the fog that we have all been living under for quite some time. And it isn't pretty, folks. It isn't pretty. I mean, we're just going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I even bought that bullshit. There's going to be so many of those aha moments, okay? It's imperative to remember this, to stay grounded, to not buy into all the drama. But when you look at it with positive eyes. In other words, bless the scenarios that they are for everyone's highest good. In other words, when you look at it, look on it with a blessing. Okay, because blessings work. They help. And if enough of us do that, we can change the scenarios into something very positive, as opposed to it being negative, seeing it with a negative, and adding more negative energy on top of it, making that entire field of negative field a block of iron. We can't do that. We absolutely cannot do that. We have to starve these rats out of here. I don't know how else to say it. Unconditional love comes from a higher dimension. We brought it in here. Every time we move into that space, every time we experience that space, we are pulling in a higher frequency. It makes sense to focus more on that than all the other crap, right? It sure does. And that requires a change in thinking. In looking at what it is that you want and focusing your intention on what it is that you want, you have to make decisions about how you get there. And what I mean by that is there may be people in your life who will in no way or shape or form resonate to what it is that you want. If that's the case, then they will be leaving your space. Okay? That's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. You got to remember that everything's frequency. Everything is frequency. Like minds attract like minds. High frequency attracts high frequency. Low frequency attracts low frequency. Okay? have no fear about moving into the direction of what it is that you want. It's the gift you give yourself. And we all need to focus on working on ourselves and becoming the very best of ourselves. Because that's all there is of us, is what we create. And in creating that, there will be others who will come up and will follow or will stop and ask you, what are you doing differently? You know, how are you doing this? I think what you're doing is great. Can you teach me? But you see, Earth's a school. Third density is a school. There's no guarantees. There's no graduation class. There's no real hard diploma, okay? It's a school. It's a place to come and experience life, to experience physicality. Well, the universe has kicked in its ecosystem. Okay, third density is going to change. So you're either with that or you're stuck in negative field resisting the change. And for those of you who are wise, for those who have a great deal of wisdom, for those who are of vintage age like myself, you know, life's already, you know, taught us some things. And sometimes you just need to go with the flow. Okay? You just need to go with the flow, especially when it's coming from quantum physics. Quantum mechanics have kicked in. It is what the universe has decided to do. And she is far more wiser than we will ever be. And if that decision has been made to move to a higher frequency, it makes no sense to sit here and fight it, because one way or the other, you're going to be moving, kicking, and screaming anyway, whether it's this life or another. So we have to go with the flow. And the flow is moving pretty quickly. Trust in it. Trust in it. Connect to your higher selves. Use that eighth chakra. It's really, really important, and it's an extremely powerful tool, okay? I want you to know that I'm in a place in my life when I share this stuff with you and I talk about Nibiru, I catch a lot of hell for that. I appreciate your opinions. Even the critics, mostly. Mostly, okay? But I'm at a place that I know what I know. I absolutely know what I know. And when I'm shown physical proof by Morinne that what I know is what I know, I just have to tell you, I don't give a shit what your opinion is anymore. I just don't. Okay? Because I know what I know. This is what it is. This is really, really happening. Time has sped up. I know what our clocks say, but the events are moving so fast that it seems like months go by in weeks. There is a lot to that. There really is. And things are going to be moving faster. And what's really, really important here is for you to remain grounded, to remain the observer as much as possible about what's going on in the world. All of this drama that's being created is being created by the regressive aliens and their human minions to draw your focus in. Okay? They want your focus. They want your energy. They want you to make this more solid. Solidity. That's what they're looking for. Don't go there. Please don't go there. Focus on what it is that you want. Focus on the light. Focus on joy. Focus on prosperity and abundance. I mean, for some people here, as this thing gets closer to the separation of negative field and positive field. It's going to be the best of times. It's going to be the worst of times. Okay? Best of times, worst of times. That's going to be your two choices. Best of times or worst of times. Which one you want? Seems pretty simple, right? That's what it is. That's what it is. And you might as well make the decision now. Best of times or worst of times. Okay? I don't know anybody who wants this. There's no one in my field that wants negative worst of times. We all want the best of times. So that's where the focus has to be. Okay? Remember, best of times. Even if there's hiccups, even if something happens that you don't see, continue to remain positive. Continue to focus on what it is that you want. Okay? Because it's all frequency. And the more positive you are, the more positive frequency you will pull to yourself. It's guaranteed. That's just how this works. Okay? This is just how it works. And it all starts right here in the noggin, in our head, in our minds. You just have to remain conscious of your thoughts as much as possible. Hopefully all the time, okay, but as much as possible. JP, I want you to start pushing some buttons because maybe we could do some Q&A, some questions. I'm assuming there are.
One or two.
Ladies and gentlemen, in Europe, they're also preparing with food storage, underground facilities, the seed vault that was, you know, put up in Norway. That's a precaution because no one knows how bad, no one really understood how bad this was all going to be when the Bureau passed through us. So these were all fail-safe mechanisms, which were good things to do. Okay, what they didn't count on was the benevolent assistance, which we are going to absolutely get. Okay, they are going to help mitigate a lot of things that would be absolutely disastrous. But they are not going to fix everything. And I want to tell you this as well. They are not saviors. Benevolents are not saviors. They don't want to come in and be a savior. They don't want to come in here and live here permanently either. Okay? Their whole purpose for even being involved is to empower us so that we can move in the right direction and offer a contribution to the galactic family, to experience their light, their knowledge, their wisdom, their humanity, their scope of knowledge. Just like they want to do the same with us. I mean, we have very unique experience here in Third Density that they don't have. And we also have this huge extremes of emotions, okay, which is an enormous creative power, which is why the dark side is just doing everything it can to lock us up, to keep us focused on negative field. Okay? Somebody wrote asking that they heard that our galaxy was in a black hole. No. Or the universe was in a black hole. No. That's not true. Okay? I don't know where half this stuff comes from. But anyway, thank you, JP. I think we're ready for questions, folks, if you haven't.
Can. So, Alex, that was quite a presentation. Thank you very much. You hear me?
Yeah, I just don't know how to take that. But that's okay.
No, quite an amazing, quite very, very, very good. And information dense. I think people are going to have to watch this over and over again to glean all the bits, glean all the goodness out of it.
It's not easy for me to compile all this and try to explain it. Mm. I mean, I wish I could take all of you. We all go to a room. Morinne would show up and telepathically discuss all of this to all of us at once. Then all of you would get how, like, oh my God. Because the minute you're thinking about one thing, there's these 35 other things come right up on hard to singularly focus on one thing because it's all this data, because it's all holograph, and it just lines up on top. Okay, and if you're thinking about this, you miss all this. And it isn't until later when you're by yourself or that you're quiet, all these things start to unravel. They start to open up. And you're like, wow, oh my God, that's amazing. Where did I get that? It's something. It really is.
I understand where you're, because I get these communications as well, and
they're like,
and
downloads.
They're like zip files of feelings.
Yeah, they're like downloads, and I know people who meditate or channel, they get these same things, like these downloaded files.
Yeah. And it's like, to me, it just seems like it's a frequency of understanding. When you get to a particular point of view, and you look at the situation that you have, from that, it gives you the perspective of being able to see what it is from a holographic perspective, a fractal perspective, that makes it fit in. And in the same way, like you were saying, that, you know, the reptilians have their own way of, you know, they've got their own tricks, but it's the same trick. They only play the same trick. It's just got a different flavor every time, but it's
In reality, their imagination's not very big.
No.
But they're so convincing in what they do. Yes.
Yeah, they're the kind of, it's that kind of, like a surgeon is just completely sure of themselves. Because your surgeon has to be sure. You know, you don't want a doubtful surgeon, really, do you? So shall we get on to some not very doubtful questions? Let's have a look here. Oh, you got loads of questions. There's no worries about that, Alex. Right, so...
Throw me the softballs.
All right. Okay, nice one. This is a nice one. This is from Sonia Finch down in England. For about 12 years, I have a gift that enables me to see spirit, but it's not restricted to those who have passed. Living people also come in when I think of them or they think of me. Once I saw a girlfriend come in with bright red hair. I texted her and asked her if she had dyed her hair, and she said... Oh, then what she said. The question runs out. Oh, hang on a second. Let's see if there's a subsequent...
How did you know?
She said how, probably said, how did you know? But that's the end of the question. Yeah, anyway, please go ahead. So the question is, really, I believe, you know, can you have mediumistic contact with people who are still alive as well as people who have died?
Well, yes, it happens all the time. I mean, there's a lot of times where I think about someone, and in like 30 minutes, I get a phone call from them. It happens a lot. And I know so many other people that do the same thing. You know, and they pick up the phone, I was just thinking about you. You know, it happens all the time. Or I'll get a cue to call someone who then picks up the phone and says, I was just thinking about you. It happens all the time. Yeah, it's not unusual. You know, our DNA is antennas. That's what it is. It's an antenna, and so we can pick up people. We're really quite extraordinary.
That's telepathy, isn't it? That's what it is.
Yes, it is.
Good.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to be. We're going to get this.
No more secrets.
How about? That's going to be fun. But moving swiftly on, Johan, question, can you name both the different benevolent and the regressive groups that are here on Earth at this time and what role they play in short? Thank you, Alex.
There are at least that I'm aware of 43 groups that are actively participating on the benevolent side. I don't know them all. Okay, I don't. On the regressive side, we have the Orion group, the Draconian, Orion reptilian groups. We have some grays. We have some archons still left, which are AI, but they are, in fact, an organism. And we have some groups. We have several groups from the Aldebaran star system who are human-like, who look like us, and a very small contingency from Sirius B. That's what's left of the hardcore renegades who refuse to shift in any way. they don't feel like they have to, and they're just refusing to shift or to let us go. They just refuse to let us go. So that's the best way I can answer this at the moment. That's what I got.
From Chantha. You said before the A's came back to right a terrible wrong. Is the overall plan, after all is done and dusted, so to speak, to merge timelines with the A's timeline, the one with the bad happenings? Timelines are still very confusing to me, she says.
Okay. I understand your question, but what you're doing is you are merging, you are looking at third density timelines. Okay, how do I do this? Fifth density has its own timeline. The A's that are here spending time in third or fourth density, they are more in our timeline than we are in theirs. When it occurs that Earth and whatever's left of existing humanity that merge into through fourth into fifth density, we will be on a fifth density timeline. There aren't multiple timelines in fifth density. It is a single organism. It is a single timeline. You understand? It can't be manipulated the way third density has been. They're different. They are completely different in that way. So as we move from our third and our multiple timelines, which are in fact merging, into fourth, and then move through fourth into fifth, we will be on the exact same timeline as that. The only difference is we're new. We're going to be new souls to that physicality, to that physical vibrational experience. And I don't know if we're going in fully formed or if at some point we will incarnate into their physical forms, spread out amongst the different races throughout fifth density. That's the piece I don't have. How our merger is going to be. I know the Earth physically is going to move to that timeline. And a place has already been prepared. A star is already waiting for Earth to move into that frequency, to move into a position around a particular star, which we can't see because it's in fifth density. Fifth density galactic space doesn't look anything like what we see in third density. Okay, when we look out at the night sky, their skies are completely different. They don't look anything like our skies because it's different. I hope I answered that. I answered it as best as I could.
I know. It's like, how do you explain the universe in 5 minutes? Okay, so now here's the thing.
Figure that out.
So here's the thing from Nancy Lynn. If Alex does not address this in his talk, can he give us advice on fighting the fear of any coming catastrophes from Nibiru? I feel afraid. I don't know how to overcome it. And I just want to interject here. This is something that I've been working with. It was given to me by a guest on my show last year somewhere. And it's breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And it's something that we don't all do. And if you do it consciously, it'll help you with overthinking, and it'll help you come back into your heart. So that's in through the nostrils and out through the mouth.
I totally get the fear thing. I do. Where I go with it is being afraid going to benefit me, or is it not going to benefit me? Is being afraid going to help the situation? Is it going to help in any way the situation? And when I get quiet, I already know the answer to that. I already know the answer to that before I even ask myself the question. And the answer is no. Fear isn't going to make the situation any better, and it isn't going to help any. Okay? So I get real quiet, and I try to hold positive space, that I'm going to be okay, that I will be in the right place, that my loved ones will be okay, that they're going to be in the right place. That's where I go with that. Okay? Because to go into fear is to go into negative field. That's what they want. So you have to reprogram yourself. You have to think differently. Okay? Is being afraid going to actually help me? And it isn't. It never helps. Okay? So just empower yourself to stay in positive field. Know that your outcome, you're going to be okay. I understand that what's about to occur here, none of us have ever experienced before, those of us who are alive, that we've not experienced anything like this. But it is no accident that you're here at this time. It just isn't. You chose to be here. I chose to be here. Okay? We all have our different reasons for wanting to be here. But is being afraid going to help? And the answer is no, it isn't. Okay. Next question, sir.
From Jerry, there are rumblings of a Mount Shasta event, August 13th to 20th. Do you know, like, no, not dates. Oh, please not the dates. Do you know anything about this? Which group of ETs is this?
No idea.
Okay.
No idea.
From Tiffany. Hi, Alex. Dennis surprised me by donating his session with you to me because I'm the one that's being targeted very hard. You sent him an email. Would you please find his response to your email and give me a shout? Oh, sorry, that's a personal one. That's a message from Tiffany. I'll find a way of passing it. James, could you pass that to him, if it's possible? Do you want to address it, or just like to move on?
No.
No? Okay. From Sabien. This is, and here's, okay, so there's, is Australia safe? Is Germany safe? Is Austria safe? Is any, which country or city in Europe will be safe? Florida as well. Okay. So I'm just like, is Florida, these are all the questions. Which one of these is safe?
Probably. Listen, this is, it's actually pretty simple. If the planet stops turning on its axis, the water buildup on the equator is going to move out of its position currently. It is going to raise the sea level 300 to 326 feet. That's what it's going to happen. You have to know if you're going to be okay. Okay? I don't know every single place on the planet. I don't know the elevation of every single place. But most places I know here in the United States where I have focused a lot of attention, because this is where I am and my children live on the coastline, approximately 150 miles of coastline is going to be gone. It is going to be underwater. We will lose entire states to the sea. You understand? The Mississippi River is going to be 100 miles wide. This is what I've been told. They're not building a bridge over that. That's not happening. Which is why the government, the military, has moved equipment to both sides. Because the Mississippi River is going to be 100 miles wide. So, for however long that lasts, till the Earth's spin corrects itself, and the water recedes and builds back up, that's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. There's no way to sugarcoat this. There just isn't. This is what it's going to be. I'm ready for the next.
Could we, as a unified community, somehow prevent that entity or being from coming to our planet?
I don't know. I think he's already been here. He's already been created or educated, whatever you want to say. And I think what's going to happen is they're going to, you know, put him up in the air, and they're going to do a beautiful, fantastic Hollywood presentation of them coming down in a starship and presenting themselves to the world as, you know, the Shell Answer Man. I've got all the answers. I can fix it all. You know, all you have to do is worship me. I'm sure that's how it's going to be done. That's the presentation. You know, and it'll be extremely elaborate. It'll be beautifully done. And it'll fool most of everybody.
Supplementary question, is this being Anu?
Okay, because the benevolence, that this is not what they want. They want to empower humanity, not enslave it to another belief system that isn't real. It's really simple. It's really, really simple.
Sorry, Alex, I just came in there. There was a supplementary question. Is that Anu?
I don't know.
Is this being Anu or a form of Anu?
I haven't been given a name.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that was right. Is there a color for the eighth chakra?
It's rainbow. Mine is rainbow. With very strong hints of aquamarine. I don't know what it is for everybody else, but that's what mine is. Mine is rainbow with very strong colors of aquamarine in it.
From Lauren. Have Morin Eothersaeus ever mentioned that what they've been learning from their mentors from higher dimensions?
No. I have a hard time just knowing what they know and understanding what they know. For them to sit there and try to explain to me what's going on in sixth and seventh, when I'm only seeing what's happening in third density, truly for the first time myself now, it would just be too overwhelming, quite frankly. So, no, they haven't. I know that they communicate frequently with beings from higher densities. That goes on all the time. You know, just like we've had a lot of beings from fourth density come in here and visit others, including, you know, some contactees. You know, the A's are fifth, and they're talking to me and a couple other people here on the planet as well. So as far as I know, they're still talking to them. So I know it occurs. It's not unusual for it to occur. But no, I don't know what's going on, or sixth or seventh. I'm still trying to grasp what's happening here. So that's not information that would even be useful to me, frankly, at this point. It wouldn't even be useful to me to even know it. You know, what I need to know is third density, fourth density, and then fifth density. That's all I need to know at this point, because that's the direction we're going. That's the end result of where we need to be, is fifth density. I don't need to cloud myself trying to figure out what's happening on 6, 7, and 8. It's not useful for me to know that at this point. You know, I'm still a babe in the woods.
Do you want to talk a little bit about spiritual superiority and spiritual one-upmanship that a lot of people try to get into? You know, a lot of people say, you know, oh, well, you're a student of the seventh ray. Well, I'm into 12 rays, you know, so I must be better. Do you have an insight into that? Like, what the heck are people up to?
You know, that's more ego than actual spiritual centeredness and coming from the heart. The intelligence of the heart would never talk that way if that's where they were really coming from. You know, because the heart is the most intelligent part of our anatomy. It's even wiser than our brains. You know, the brain's just a process. But the heart, you know, to say shit like that, they're not coming from the heart. So, you know, you just need to like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah, you're right. Good for you. You know, see ya. and find somebody that is of your vibration, you know. Whatever. Whatever.
So, talking of higher vibrations, Sarah is asking about, you said once that on December the 3rd, 2013, comes a wave of light, color, and sound to Earth. Did it happen?
Yeah. Yes, it did.
And what was its effect?
You're seeing the effects. It's initiated all of this change. It's initiated all of this change. You know, you put your toe in the water first. If you've never been in a pool of water before, you put your toe in first. Okay, that's pretty cool. It doesn't hurt. Then you put in your foot. Then you put in both feet. Then you put in your legs. Then you go into your waist. Then you go into your chest. Okay? And then at some point, you go in over your head. And you realize it's okay. The universe operates in the same way. It gives you a little bit to see how you're going to react to it. And then it gives you more. And then it gives you more. And then it gives you more. It allows you, your DNA, your spirit, your physicality to adjust to changes as opposed to slamming you against the wall all at once. You know, it's smarter than that. You know, and this is no different. This is no different. That frequency has initiated all the change that is being experienced on third density now. All of it. And I mean from what we are experiencing here on the Earth to our solar system planets, and when we look out into the night sky, everything is changing out there as well. We're just not aware of it because our vision is so narrow on just what is in front of us. Okay? And that was done on purpose, to keep us blind, to keep us disempowered. It was all done on purpose. If we were not, we would know what was going on out there because we'd be already talking to other races and comparing and sharing notes. Unfortunately, that's not what's going on. Not humanity as a whole, okay? That's not what's going on. So.
Question from Sylvia. I've been dreaming a very tall man who said in my mind, I have 19 children. He did a gesture with his right hand and I saw a flying vehicle, sort of plane, triangular shape, silver in color. He said something about you. Is he a friend? He said something about you. Is he a friend of yours? Was it only my imagination? I have no idea. Well, there we go. No, the Andromedans with 19 children.
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. That's intriguing. I will ask the question. I will ask the question. She must have been traveling out of her body. You know? Yeah. In other words, she was traveling. She was dreaming, but she was traveling at the same time.
So yeah. It was not only her imagination, it was her...
There is a high probability it was not.
Reality.
That's interesting.
Isn't it? Lovely. can I show everybody the picture?
That's your picture?
It was sent to me by a beautiful lady who lives in Glastonbury, England. And it's a picture, she said, of an Andromedan. And I said nothing to Alex. I just showed him this picture. Let me just go to the share. And I just showed him this picture. And he said, ah, that's one of ours. Or something to that effect.
Yes, that's so, what they look like.
That's what they look like. So there you go. Let me just present to everyone. There she is. Do you want to take us through?
I didn't do the drawing.
Well, but no, but take us through some of the features that stand out to you as like what that means is, you know, that's definitely
okay.
Andromeda.
Well, the features are to me that of a woman. They do have the long, slender necks. The shoulders are not exactly right, but that wasn't the focus of the picture, obviously. The eyes, they are that color, but they also change color based on what they're thinking. And, you know, they change to different colors that we don't even have on our spectrum. Their skins are perfect. They are extremely regal in their appearance. There's no other word that I can use. Their physicality is magnificent, actually. And I was very intimidated for a while until I realized it didn't matter, you know. But that's just who they are. So I'm not sure if her intention was to draw a man, but the energy to me is that of a woman. And though the facial structures will be different, the shape of the eyes and the head and the neck is pretty universal amongst their race. They're quite extraordinary. They really are. It was well done, very well done. I think she nailed it.
Sounds like it. I mean, from her, and also the auric color there, of that sort of aqua color, you know, the surround, the light is kind of glowing from her head, but also the surrounding color to that. There is a sense that is also the atmosphere that she's coming through.
I couldn't say.
So, let's go back to Alex. Thank you. And that her name is Cheryl Yumbrach Rose, and I'll see if I can find a way of including her website in this presentation's data. So, meanwhile, let's find the right. There we go. So, from Lauren, during the roundtable, you talked about four stages that we needed to complete before we move into the fifth dimension. Awareness, self-empowerment, recognition, and the gathering of our intentions. Could you go into more detail and maybe give examples of what each stage might look like?
Not in 7 minutes. Not in 7 minutes, but I'll tell you what, Lauren, we will do that on the next webinar. Okay.
Okay. Good, good.
And then I can actually spend some real time on it. I can't do it in 7 minutes. But that's good. That's good. Thank you for that.
Right, a very quick one. Alex, have you had, now where it says alien. All right, the question is from Mike. Alex, have you had alien contact in the past 5 years? But what is alien? And perhaps, you know, so I'm not sure about the exact intention of the question, but maybe you could explain it a little bit better.
Why are we even asking this question?
I don't know, because it says it here. Anyway, all right. Okay. Yeah, and this is from Mark. Who are the other contactees offering great information like yourself? And this is something you've been saying. You've been waiting for everybody else to come forward because you know there are others. Is there a clarion call? Is there a kind of magic button that you magic trigger word that like, oh, right, it's time for me to come forward and get in touch with JP at Wall Spirit Radio? By the way, that's my address, jp@wallspiritradio.com. That's it. That's how you find me.
Okay, was there a question in there?
Yeah, it's about who the other contactees that need to come forward. Do you need to like give them another kick up the because
you, I just did. I just did.
Okay. All right.
You know, there are other groups that are also talking to other folks, and you know they need to step up, and it's huge. It's not only a huge responsibility; it can be absolutely terrifying because you know. You know that once you start down this path, the people that you hold near and dear are going to move away because of either belief systems, they can't hold the same frequency, or it creates so much fear in them that they simply choose not to deal with it or even experience or want to even experience the reality of that yet because they have not spiritually evolved to a place where they can even contemplate this, okay? So it's scary because you often, for a time period, find yourself very alone. And you're like, oh my God, why did I do this? Because you're disowned, you're attacked, you're discredited, just so many things you would never even think about. You would lose jobs just because someone heard you on the radio show. It's you have to really, really be dedicated to the mission to see it through. And it's difficult. The consciousness of humanity doesn't make it easy. It doesn't. I think it's better now than it's ever been. I think humanity is more open now than it's ever been. And I think soon, I think literally very, very soon, there will be more and more people who will be coming forward and talking about their experiences and their relationships with other star nations. I do. And, you know, I will offer any support that I can. But, you know, I don't know everything and I'm still dealing with my, with my conditions. So, I can't help but think that for all the knowledge and wisdom that's up on Fifth Density, that if they had sat down with a bunch of us at a round table and say, what's the best way to do this? I am sure we could have come up with a few ideas that they could have implemented to make it easier for those of us who, you know, were here to do this kind of work. Because it's not a walk in the park. It's just not. And especially when you are telling humanity something that goes against the grain that everybody has accepted as being real, even though it's just a belief system, that they have accepted it as real and they have taken it on as real. And then when they take it on as real, it becomes part of their character makeup, you know, how they identify themselves. When you go against the grain and say, you know what, that may not be right, they don't want to hear it. They really don't. So all you can do is lay breadcrumbs down and hope that at some point that as they spiritually evolve and they start to question things themselves, that they start looking for the answers themselves. And all they have to do, and we've all experienced this, is when you start thinking about something and you want information about something, it's amazing, it's almost miraculous how that information finally comes to you. And it comes from unexpected sources. So I guess it's when the student is ready, the information will appear. But they have to initiate it. The student has to initiate wanting the knowledge. You know, they have to ask the question. They have to go within themselves and begin to experience introspection to the point where they question these beliefs. Do I really believe this, or do I just believe it because my mother, father told me this, or because the school system told me this, or because television told me this? Is it in fact real? You know, and that's the journey. That is ultimately the journey of self-discovery. And as Aristotle said, you know, no matter what, know thyself. And those are the first steps to getting to know yourself, is to question everything, especially what you believe to be real, that you yourself have not experienced. Once you have experienced it, then you know that you know that you know. Okay? And then it doesn't matter what anybody else says. It just doesn't, because you already know. So, I hope I addressed that well.
The final question, and it's the question that is on everybody's lips in the chat, is like, when's this wave coming? Which is, of course,
I don't have a timeline.
Difficult question to answer.
I don't have a timeline. Once we see it in the sky without telescopes, we will have just a few weeks. Let me say that one more time.
So that's the time.
Once we see it in the sky without telescopes, we will have just a few weeks.
So there'll come a point. Will the Earth kind of slow down?
Yes.
Or
she will rock, she will moan, she will have earthquakes as it begins to stop. Okay? But the water will continue to move, and the gravitational pull at the equator will stop, and the water will just go spring back in the form of a tidal wave.
How long can you tread water?
Sir.
So, on that cheery note, how's your time, Alex?
There is already somebody here at the door.
They're waiting, looking in, little eyes.
Yes, they're standing there like this.
Alex Collier, any final paragraphs before the next webinar in 2 weeks' time?
Folks, I love you. We're going to be okay. I know we're going to be okay. Stay in positive field. Consciously make every effort to stay positive. Okay? Because positivity attracts positivity. We have to try to stay there. And I know it's tough, and there's going to be some horrible things happening in our third density world. Again, many of these things are being orchestrated to get us to focus on negative field. You don't want to go there. Okay? You want to stay positive field. You want to, again, worst of times, best of times. Worst of times, best of times. Pick one. Okay? Just pick one and stay there. I love you. Thank you.